us now. The readings I'm exploring today are from Micah chapter 6, which is the Old Testament lectionary reading for today. And you may be familiar with the verse, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Alongside that, the gospel reading is also, if not more familiar, from Luke 10, which is normally called the Good Samaritan. And I must admit that as I was looking at this parable, as it is probably one of the most familiar parables that everyone knows, even people in secular society know the story-ish. It's in danger for us of having our eyes glaze over as we hear it. How many times have you heard it on Sundays or other times? We're well into the many, many hundreds by the time you get to the ages of most of us here today. So try to listen to the story. Both of them have much to say about the overall theme of the series, Christian Faith and Hope in the Modern World, and especially for today's theme, Faithful Living in Fractured Times. So let's hear those two Bible readings, firstly from Micah 6, 1 to 8, and then Luke 10, 25 to 37. Thanks, Mary.
Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God? And our New Testament reading from Luke 10. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, while travelling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.